Omo, social media is hard, though. Social media is hard. See Instagram, see Twitter, see Facebook. Personally, self, I'm not a social media person. The only place you really see me is on WhatsApp. Like, I'm all over the place on WhatsApp. And then when I want to escape, I'm escaping to my Gmail. So if you want to talk to me, we chat on Google Mail, and that works for me because it's very quiet. Not a lot of people use that to, you know, to talk to me. But you see LinkedIn, I've never been oppressed. Not even Instagram has oppressed me the way LinkedIn has oppressed me. Hey, you know why me? LinkedIn is oppressive. I joined LinkedIn like way back. I joined LinkedIn probably in 2019. Oh. And I'll not lie, the major reason I went on LinkedIn was to look for jobs. So I was just applying and applying and applying like a mumu, because I was finding work. You are finding work without experience anyway. we're not about to talk about that. So trying to remember my experience from when I joined LinkedIn and then right now presently, I'll be scrolling through the homepage, and I'll see someone that said, guess what, I just joined LinkedIn 1 month ago and now I have 3,000 followers. Or, hi guys, this is my first official post on LinkedIn. And you're looking at the comment and you're looking at the likes and you're seeing 500 plus. How will you tell me this is your first official post on LinkedIn and you're having like 500 plus comments, 300 likes and everything? How, why are you lying? Why are you lying? I feel like there's so much lies on LinkedIn. Let's not say lies. Let's not call it lies. Let's call them exaggeration. There's so much exaggeration. I don't even understand. And the exaggeration is, the battle is intellectual, right? LinkedIn's battle is intellectual. Unlike Instagram, where the battle is more of aesthetics and more of charisma, sort of. LinkedIn is an intellectual battleground. Like, if you are going there, you want to sound the smartest. You want to sound like, oh, you are on the trend. You know what's currently going on. You know your shit. You know, and man, at some point, I had to leave the space. I left like for 6 months thereabout. That's because as at then, I realized that I did not have enough experience. Or I thought that I did not have enough experience then to be on LinkedIn. And then I thought that, you know what, man, I don't have anything to offer. That was actually what I thought. But it was neither of those. It was literally, I did not know how to put myself out there, right? And I felt that I would have been lying to myself if I went on, you know, trying to make it look like I know my shit. Because, okay, what if someone gets interested and call me and they say, oh, come and do this? Based on like my profile and everything, I'll be shouting on LinkedIn, and then I go there and I'm not able to deliver. That's going to be really messy, right? So I left the space because I felt I didn't have anything to offer. I'm so sorry if you be hearing the background noises. In Nigerian homes, you never have peace and quiet. It just doesn't happen, especially when they're like, maybe say up to 7-8 people living in the same house. It just doesn't happen. There must be noise somewhere, and it's very annoying. I need to get my own workspace soon enough. Like, somebody should just tell me, done. I have a workspace for you. It's just so place. I'm in Enugu, by the way, but if you want me to come to Lagos, sure, no problem. Just tell me you have a workspace for me and I'll be right there. So talking about my LinkedIn experience, man, it was hell, right? And I feel like maybe a few of us here too have also been through that. There was even a time I saw somebody's post on LinkedIn, and the person was like, in a nutshell, unatu they lie. Mona no they lie. No they lie on LinkedIn. It's not by force. It's not by force. But why am I even saying this? What I'm saying this is, people don't have it figured out the way you think they do. They really don't. Like, farms, cappings, and lies. I don't want to say lies. Let's just say everybody's trying to make it look like they are holding they are holding themselves together. But when I got to like get close to certain of my LinkedIn connections that I got to grow over the years, because I wasn't taking LinkedIn seriously. First of all, if you are going to LinkedIn just for the purpose of getting a job, you might be very disappointed, because it really doesn't work like that. First of all, you have to build your brand, you know, except you already have like an existing brand, you're going on LinkedIn and then people are just following you there, it makes things easier. But if you're coming from a place of no branding at all, you first of all have to build your brand, you have to earn the trust of your connect, you have to get good CV, do optimization and all of those other stuff. That's like what I'm still like trying to get, you know, get together. But when I got to like talk with most of these connects that I had on LinkedIn, I realized that, damn, bro, are you sure you're not better than these guys? Right? A homie that thought, or a half me that thought I didn't have anything to offer, you know, I'm like, are you sure you're not better than this person? Because I mean, this person is saying that they can do this and they can do that, but then now you know this person one-on-one and you understand the person's experiences more, what's your reason for feeling oppressed in the first place? Like, why? Right? Because one, people are not half as good as you think they are. I'm not saying people are not good though, but we have a way of magnifying other people and reducing our own worth in our own eyes. So I'm just trying to say people are not as good as you think, not as they are. Get the difference. And then secondly, man, you are not in a competition with anybody. I know we say this like a lot, but I don't know how much we realize it. Because if I go on LinkedIn now, I'm scrolling through and I see I just got another position at LinkedIn, if you do that thing, celebrate with me, I got a new role as this or this. Even me, as I'm making this record, this actually this morning, early this morning, at 1 a.m. I also did like a new role update and people are like, oh, congratulations. And probably somebody somewhere may be feeling, damn, when am I going to have a new role? Bro, my guy, see, the one we get to do, I don't even lie, you, the one we get to do, because you literally don't know the story of the other person. You don't understand. You can't even, if I tell you my own story now of how I got the role, what I'm doing with the role, my experience, it may not be something you'd be able to handle, or it may not be even something you want, it may not be the direction you're looking at. So when I see someone making a new job update, I'm like, wow, cool, that's nice. If I'm congratulating you, I'm congratulating you and I'm moving on. Or like when if you say, oh, you got a new job update, in my head I'm like, God, when is it going to be my turn? When am I going to be able to do this? When am I going to, you know, just all those thoughts coming, because LinkedIn is somewhere you have to be. There's this picture you have to paint there. And it's like very oppressing, but I don't get oppressed anymore because I'm like, nah, I understand the system a whole lot better now. First of all, there's really no need to get envious because nobody's having it easy. Those people that are telling you, oh, they got a new job, oh, they're having these experiences, sharing their experiences, the one that is even making me laugh, oh, I will not even lie, is the one that somebody will come and say, I got rejected, and put dancing emoji. I don't understand. You are happy that you got rejected. I understand that. I mean, you're supposed to see the silver lining in everything that happens to you. Do you get? But you are rejoicing that. It's better if you just say, I got rejected. You know, put full stop. I mean, I'm not going to dictate how anybody should feel or react towards them rejecting you. But I feel like it's far-fetched rejoicing that you were rejected. Personally, I just feel so. Maybe because you are trying to pass a message of, oh, be strong, keep moving. Nobody applies to be rejected. You may apply to learn, knowing that you might be rejected. But your purpose of applying is not to get rejected. It's to learn, right? If you know that, oh, okay, you're someone that you're not, by the requirements of that person, you're not qualified enough to apply for the role or something like that. But you are, the main purpose of you apply will not be to get rejected. So when you are rejoicing because you get rejected, I swear I don't understand it. But anyway, that's by the side. I'm just trying to say, everybody on LinkedIn has like their own struggles, their own peculiarities. No matter how much anybody comes to their profile to glorify anything, glorify the experiences they're having, glorify their mistakes, glorify their success, glorify their challenges, give you 3 work updates. Another thing, Seth, when somebody says, oh, okay, I have a new job update, I've gotten a new job, plus every other job the person is doing, I'm not saying you should become pessimistic or anything, but another perspective that might help you not feel oppressed on LinkedIn is, okay, you got the role, but are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing on the role, right? Are you demonstrating integrity? Are you striving for excellence in the role? Because I've experienced and I know firsthand a lot of people, especially on my LinkedIn Connect, that once they get the role, they will upload it. But when you're working with them one-on-one, and you see how messy they're acting and how trivial they take their roles to be, you're like, what is your problem, really? What the hell is this? But on LinkedIn, wow, they got a new role and they are doing so well. But when you work with them one-on-one, you see that these guys are not even really good to work with in the first place. They either have bad work ethics or they're not taking, or they just got the role so they can add it to their CV to show that, oh, they got the role, but they didn't get the role because they wanted the role and wanted to do extremely well with the role. So I mean, finding all of these perspectives, right? And I feel like LinkedIn was the training ground for me, because I mean, I've been back on LinkedIn for a while and I've had some of these experiences that shaped the way I think and now portray myself and see other people and see people's achievements on LinkedIn. And I feel if I can handle it on LinkedIn, bro, I'm ready to go to Instagram and Twitter because LinkedIn is like the war zone. It's the war zone in itself. So I mean, I feel things like this or perspectives like this can help us, for anybody that is feeling maybe oppressed on social media, not just LinkedIn. I use LinkedIn as an example because, bro, that place is a war front, man, right? But I use LinkedIn as an example because it is a platform that if you're able to get your act together or get your shit together when you're actively participating on the platform, you'd be able to handle your emotions and handle your feelings when you're on other social media platforms. So I don't even know what this is supposed to be about. I don't even know the topic I'm supposed to give this, but I think what I'm trying to say is, you guys relax, right? Life is not that hard, right? And as always, everybody has their struggles. So till you get to the next phase of your life, hold on tight, drink water, and relax. I'll see you guys next time.